This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Getting it on a Friday here on Fesco and Dusty. Kramer with you, Bob with you, myself, Dusty with you here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. As we dive into what is a Friday show, Royals in action tonight. They will play at the K at 7:10. Josh Fernier's On Deck show is at 6 o'clock tonight here on 96.5 The Fan. We go out to the evil side. We go to the Detroit Tigers analyst and Bobby Scales. Bobby, how are you today, my man?
What's happening, guys? How we doing?
Not much, man. Just excited that it's Friday, getting ready to have the big dogs of the Central come into Kansas City. This isn't the Royals, maybe, that you played back in, not last week when they took two out of three, but this is a different team. They took two out of three from Chicago, really showed some offense. What does the Detroit side look at coming into this series against Kansas City?
Oh, you guys are hot. They're playing good and played well in that series last week, too, despite losing two out of three. Tigers won two out of three, like you said. Those are nip and tuck games, and the Royals got the finale of the series to salvage that win. But listen, you know, you guys are hitting the ball right now. The power's come back. You know, some of the guys, some of the usual suspects are doing what they do. Pasquantino's always a handful. And for me, this is just an aside. I love watching this guy play. I think he's a linchpin of what you guys do offensively because he handles lefties and he's so good against right-handed pitching as well. But that's a little aside. That's just my own soapbox. But you guys are playing well. You're playing really good baseball. You're catching the baseball. You're getting some pitching and you're swinging the bats. And I know the offensive production was something that left a little to be desired earlier in the year, but I think this is why you guys are playing as well as you guys are playing right now.
Yeah, you know, and I look at the Tigers and obviously losers of their last four. Is this a case of, you know, and I'll go on my soapbox if you don't mind for a second, maybe the regular season being a little bit too long? It seems like some of the top teams, the Yankees, the Dodgers, even the Tigers at this point, get a little bit bored at this time of the year when they have such a big lead over everybody else.
Well, I can see how that might make sense. I don't think so. I just think it's baseball. You're going to go through ebbs and flows. 162 games is a massive stretch to do anything. I mean, in 162 games of baseball, this game's hard. There's professionals on the other side. You have to play every night. You're going to have stretches where you either don't play well. You're going to have stretches against teams that you don't play well against. The Tigers, I want to say, and this is approximate, I think the Tigers are 19-42 against the Athletics in California since 2017. I mean, it's just for whatever reason, and that's covering good A's teams, good Tiger teams, bad Tiger teams, bad A's teams, for whatever reason, you just don't match up well. And I think that's just part of the ebb and flow of the season. You're going to have stretches where you don't play the way you want to play, and you're going to, you know, you're going to have a couple losing streaks here and there. And you know, four games isn't really anything to get alarmed at. But, right, you know, it's one of those things throughout the season that happened.
Talking to Bobby Scales here, I want to bring this up because I always find this interesting how there seems to be like an enigma in certain times in sports. Sunday's matchup seems to be the all-filler, all-killer with Tarik Skubal versus Michael Wacha Sunday at the K at 1:10. Tarik Skubal's 3-9 with an ERA of 4.38 in 17 appearances versus the Royals. Why are the Royals his kryptonite?
It's one of those, I don't know. You know, it's kind of, you know, fits along the same lines of what I just described. Listen, Tarik Skubal's one of the best pitchers in the game. I don't have to tell you guys that. He's been absolutely tremendous. And for my money, he's on his way to picking up another Cy Young Award this year. But it's just sometimes you look across the way, there's a team, there's a color, there's a uniform that just gives you trouble. Mm-hmm. And it seems like the Royals just kind of had this number. Cleveland did that to him a little bit too. Cleveland, I see it a little bit more because they're such a contact oriented team, and he's so bullish on throwing strike one and winning the race at first two out of three strikes. He's going to be in the zone and they don't strike out. And so that could be a little bit of a tough matchup with him. Why Kansas City has done that to him over the course of his career? No idea. I mean, like I said, he's one of the best pitchers. Good lineup. I mean, that's part of it too. I mean, Salvi and Bobby Witt Jr. At all. So it's not like there's bad players over there, but just one of those teams.
You know, it's funny too, because you see a guy like Skubal and you're like, oh, this guy's going to dominate. And then you see a guy like, you know, you don't know the name of the guy. You never heard of this guy before. And then he goes out there and he dominates against. That's weird in baseball, Bobby, that you see that a lot. Like you think Skubal's going to be the guy, and then it's the guy that gets called up from the minors that nobody knows anything about. They've never seen any tape on him. And that's the guy who kicks your butt for a couple of nights.
And it happens that way. I tell this story quite often, and I played with Joe McEwen his last year playing. We were in AAA, and Joe had about 5 or 6 or, you know, 7 years of major league service time at that point. He's trying to play just one more year for himself, and he's in AAA. We're in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. We're sitting there during a rain delay one day, and you know, you inevitably, hey, dude, who do you own? Who's a guy that just no matter what you do, like, you get knocked? And he goes, I own Randy Johnson.
Oh.
And he's like, that's not the name you're expecting to hear out of his mouth. And that's no disrespect to Joe. He had a nice major league career, but
yeah.
But I wouldn't expect him to say, yeah, Randy Johnson, I own him. But to your point, if that's how it goes, sometimes you have a guy that comes up from the minor leagues or just a guy that, you know, I see this guy well for whatever reason, or I just dominate this guy for whatever reason. And it happens that way. That's why baseball's beautiful, man.
Do you have one of those pitchers?
Well, I don't have enough at-bats in the big leagues to own anybody.
But like in the minor leagues, did you lace a guy and you're like, no, man, I own this guy?
Funny? It's funny. And again, I had a short major league career, only about just under 100 days of service time over 2 years. But I did see Tim Lincecum really well. I got my first big league hit off of him. I think I'm 2 for 6 off of him. And I hit those 4 balls that I didn't get hits on. I hit really hard too. So I saw him really well. I mean, in my limited sample size, as they say.
Talking to Bobby Scales here. Let's talk about Bobby Witt Jr. He's on a hell of a hit streak right now. He's one of those guys in this town, I think everybody knows, obviously first and last name. Is he one of those guys when he goes to Detroit that the city of Detroit's like, well, they got Bobby Witt Jr. coming to town. How are they going to deal with him? And how do you deal with him, who's on a really hot streak right now?
Listen, I said this, I want to say last year I came on you guys' show. Mm-hmm. He's one of my favorite players personally, and I think he is one of the best players in the league, and he is so dangerous in all facets of the game. He gets base hits, he uses the opposite field, he can leave the house. You know, if he goes 0 for 2 with 2 walks, he can dominate the games by stealing second and third in consecutive at-bats or consecutive pitches. I mean, he can have 3 or 4 stolen bases in a game. His defense is much improved, especially going to his right. He is a really dynamic young player, and Bobby Witt Jr. is a problem. So anytime you match up against him in your game planning meetings, yeah, you circle him. Because even if he's not playing to the caliber that he's capable of, which he wasn't early in the year against this Tiger team, you circle him because he can get hot and be an aircraft carrier at any time, and that's what he's doing right now. So, absolutely. And I'm of the mind, and our game, the game of baseball, our industry is better when our great young players are doing what they do and healthy on the field. Mm-hmm. You just don't want them to wear you out too much. So,
yeah.
You know, Bobby Witt Jr. is such an awesome player. And I say that, and Buxton is in that category, and Buxton mm-hmm. is back and playing and having a good year for Minnesota, and he's healthy. You want to see that, even though you don't want him to wear your team out. So he's definitely in that category for me.
That's good with baseball, though, right now, Bobby, in the grand scheme of the game. We've got a lot of great young players that are showing out and really making a name for themselves. It's been fun this year to watch these guys.
It has, man. And we just, like I said, we just came from Sacramento. The kid, Nick Kurtz, is, you know, this time last year, he's just getting drafted. And now he's got 20-plus homers in the big leagues and, you know, hitting bombs at right field and left field and just all handling all pitch types, handling velocity. I mean, just so, yeah, you're right. The game's in a good spot right now with some of these young players that are doing big things.
That Kurtz guy's got a hell of a nickname, too, the Big Amish. All right, I will I'll leave you with this one, Bobby. You guys are clearly going to go to the playoffs. Who's the one team you don't want to see in the playoffs?
That's a good question. We are very left-handed hitting-wise. It's not that we haven't handled left-handed pitching. We've done okay, but we're very left-handed in roster construction. So, I mean, listen, you get to the playoffs, you're a good team. It's all a challenge, but teams with really good left-handed pitching could be a challenge, and left-handed pitchers out of the bullpen could be a challenge for this team, just the way we're put together. Not to say it couldn't happen or couldn't, you know, the Tigers couldn't handle their business, but it just provides another level of challenge and strategical movement that AJ is going to have to work around to make sure he puts the guys in an optimal matchup. So, I mean, you think of the Yankees with Rondon and the kid from Atlanta,
Max Fried.
Yeah. You know, that's so when you're, you know, if you end up in a 5-game series and you got to face two of those guys potentially twice, that's that right there. But listen, you get to the playoffs, you're supposed to be there because you endured the regular season, the 162 game marathon, and you earned the right to be there. So there's no gimmies.
And there's no real clear cut favorite, I don't think, this year, guys, to win the World Series. I mean, like, people would say the Dodgers and Yankees at the beginning of the year, but I mean, everything's kind of changed. I don't know who the clear favorite is right now.
I agree with you. And I think that's what makes it beautiful. I mean, I wouldn't listen. And I know this is looking way down the line, but the way the Padres are playing and the way they're put together, whether they win the West, that National League West, or they don't, that's a formidable team, and that bullpen is absolutely a menace. So, I mean, any of them, but you look at that team, I'm like, man, brother went bananas at the break. I mean, that dude's aggressive and making moves, and he fortified that team at the All-Star break, or I'm sorry, at the trade deadline. Yeah, I mean, it's a really wide-open contest this year. It's going to be really fun down the stretch.
Yeah, it is, man. It's great for baseball. It's great to see Schwarber doing his thing, the big dumper doing his thing. And I mean, yeah. like baseball nailed it this year, Bobby. What a great season for Major League Baseball in a nutshell.
I agree. Wholeheartedly agree.
All right, well, we'll have a fun one this weekend, Bobby. Thanks for the time, and we'll talk to you maybe when we play each other in the playoffs, and we go Cole Reagans, Noah Cameron, and some other lefty. I'll make sure I talk to the manager about that.
You got it.
Thanks, man. That is Bobby Scales for the Detroit Tigers over there, an analyst for the Tigers. Like that guy.
Yeah, good analyst for the Tigers. Fun, too. You know?
Detroit's kryptonite is left-handed pitching. Yeah. Tonight it's Seth Lugo, right-handed pitching. Uh-huh. Dang it.
Seth Lugo, big night for Seth Lugo, though,
big
bro.
Night.
Like, big night for Seth Lugo. My answer to the question, bases loaded, you need one guy in Major League Baseball history to come up and get you a base hit. I'm going with Derek Jeter.
Interesting.
Proven. Been there. Done that. Reliable. That's the guy.
I'd say Ted Williams.
How many World Series he win?
How many great hits has he had?
Yeah. Is his head still frozen? I heard a stat about Ted Williams yesterday, or the other day at the J.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now you know the answer. I think the question was, there's like one guy that struck out four straight times or something in baseball. It was something weird, and you never would have guessed it was Ted Williams. I got to remember what the hell the trivia question was. It was something about Ted Williams being like the only player in baseball history to strike out four times versus the same pitch. Something weird.
That's
like
crazy.
That. Yeah, some weird baseball stat, and the answer was Ted Williams. Well, you never would have thought it was Ted Williams. Because that guy, yeah, he just raked.
Yeah.
But Derek Jeter's Mr. November for
a
reason.
Good point. Good point, Bob.
I would take Luis Arraez just to be a troll because that's all he does is get singles every single time that guy. Well, maybe not anymore. No, I'd take Ichiro Suzuki.
Who you taking, Kramer?
I'd probably take
Williams. Ted?
That okay. Or Pujols.
Pujols is a good answer, too.
The Machine.
Yeah.
That's tight. Great nickname. The Machine. The Baseball Machine. Coming up on the other side, we are 7 days away from kickoff. I'll get to a Chiefs question before we get to that. Plus,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Kramer takes over. One word here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Right back at it on a Friday here with Kramer and Bob and myself, Dusty, here on 96.5 The Fan. Don't forget, Josh Verner's on deck show tonight at 6 o'clock. As they take on those Detroit Taggies here in Kansas City for three, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sunday, Tarik Skubal versus Michael Hwaka.
I need Seth Lugo to pitch big tonight, guys. I really do. Like Seth Lugo, man, you got to step up, bro.
We had Q on Wednesday. He said it's not that he's doing anything disappointing. It's just he's missing by fragments. Well,
yeah.
Sharpen it up, bud, because this is
it's
time. This is why
you got 47 mil, man. Like, you got to pitch big. Sorry, bro.
I don't know if it's concerning or not, but Noah Cameron's scratched tomorrow.
Fatigue.
It has to be fatigue at this stage of the game. Did you see where all his pitches were the other night? They should have scratched him for fatigue. Everything was elevated. Because I just noticed there is no starter for tomorrow listed. You know, for the Kansas City Royals, right?
Opener.
Yeah, I hate the opener. It's just so ridiculous in baseball now that we're dealing with this kind of nonsense.
So, Zerpa start. Let's go.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's start Zerpa. I think that'd be outstanding. I like the thinking there, Kramer, but I hate the opener in baseball. It's one of the new age things that I don't understand. Like, you're a starting pitcher. Get out there. Unless you're hurt, bring up another starter. We're not going to go with this opener type stuff. But, hey, the game is what it is, and so I can leave. But, no, I mean, seriously. Seriously, like you're making $47 million now if you're Seth Lugo. Like, these are the moments why we paid you. We can't have you go out there and not be sharp and be missing and not being in the zone, because this team has got 29 games left. It's a postseason push right now. Seth Lugo needs to come big, man. He really does. He's the big gun on this team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you got Michael Hwaka, your other veteran, on Sunday against Tarik Skubal, which the Royals are 3-9, or he's 3-9 versus the Royals with a 4.28 ERA. And you know, Bobby Scales was telling us, he's like, I can't explain it. I don't know what it is about it. Sometimes you just have that team or that guy that has your number, and it is what it is. But What it is a week from today. A week from today is the first official Red Friday of the season.
And the first game and everything.
First game in Brazil. Goodness, it's 7 o'clock. So we are 7 days, 23 hours away from this game being played in Brazil that you could hear right on this station, 96.5 The Fan, is the home of the Chiefs. Don't forget, speaking of the Chiefs, tonight at Hollywood Casino from 6 to 8 p.m., the roundtable discussion with Danon Hughes, Mitchell Schwartz, and Nate Taylor with audience Q&A and photo opportunities as well tonight at 6 o'clock at Hollywood Casino. But speaking of those Chiefs, we are seven days away. What's in the box? I'll tell you, it is the question of today. Normally we will have like Max Chiefs question, but he is in the Z's sleeping right now before the holiday weekend. Will we see this wide receiver group all at the same time on the field at any point this season? Obviously, we will have to wait until week 7. Because there's some talk that Jalen Royals might start a little bit on the banged up list.
So who are we counting in this wide receiver group?
The norms. So
Jalen Royals count? Does that Tyquan Thornton count?
Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice, Hollywood Brown, Juju Smith-Schuster, Tyquan Thornton, Jalen Royals, all the guys that are on this roster at receiver.
Brownlee. Nico Remigio.
Yeah, Brownlee. Yeah.
Brownlee.
No, but the guys, right? The main arson in the wide receiver group. Hollywood Brown, Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, Tyquan Thornton, Jalen Royals. Those five. Those are your main five, right? I would think. Will we see them all on the same field? Because the last 2 years, the one excuse that we've been able to hang our hats on with Patrick Mahomes and this Chiefs team is hadn't had a good receiver room / hadn't had a healthy receiver room. Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney, MVS, those type of names didn't really hack it. Still won a Super Bowl with them. Last year, Rashee Rice gets hurt. Hollywood Brown's hurt. Neither one really played together. Neither one did play together on the field at the same time. And this year, obviously, Rashee Rice will be suspended for the first 6 games of the year. Week 7. Are all these guys ready to go at the same time for Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, that's the first time that we're ever going to be able to see them. And that's a lot of football to be played.
Correct.
It's a lot of players to count on being healthy at a position that, you know, seemingly
gets beat
up.
I know we always talk about how time goes fast. That'll be October 19th. Yeah. So as of August 29th, on October 19th, do we see a full, healthy, ready-to-go wide receiver?
So less than 2. I'm going to go yes, just to be positive on this one. Okay. I'm going to say yes, because with the way that everything is kind of shaping up for this season and how excited everybody is and everybody wants to kick everybody's ass and do all this kind of stuff, I just have a feeling like, yeah, we're going to have the ability to see all of those guys in week 7 and finally give us that offense that we've kind of been dreaming about, you know, with Patrick Mahomes over the last couple of years. So I'll take the yes side on that one and think these guys are going to be healthy. I think the odds would say no. Like, if you're betting this, I think the no is clearly the favorite in this one and probably a big favorite in this one just based on the NFL. But I'm going to say yes. I'm going to take the plus side of things, because I told you last night, you know, Julie the trainer is now in a State Farm commercial, right? These guys know how to get things done inside the training room. I'm going yes.
Cream dog?
Yeah, I think so. Plus that week 7 matchups against the Raiders. So you know for a fact here, Arrowhead, they want to get the best talent people out there to, you know, beat up on their old little boy team, Raiders.
Yeah, but they're not that little boy team anymore.
I know. They're probably the second best team in this division, I think. Okay. I'm just saying. Right, they're better than the Broncos and the Chargers.
Thank you. Close your mic. I think the Raiders, if you're kind of judging where they are, I don't want to say they're the middle school kids, because middle school kids are dopes, but that's kind of where they are in the growth. They're not the baby anymore.
They're freshmen
right
now.
They're a little bit like maybe that 8th grade line. They're getting ready to take that next step. They're getting ready to, as my daughter told me the other day, she goes, these people with the cologne in high school, they like put on a gallon of cologne. Like, the Raiders are standing in the mirror spraying themselves with Axe body spray right now. Like, that's the kind of generation that they're in. They're getting ready to be grown up. Getting ready to be that adult, but they're not quite there yet.
So what you're saying is the Raiders have officially hit puberty.
I think so. I think that's fair.
Good for the Bravo.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a
we
fair.
We got hair.
Like you look at the you look at the Chiefs. Like, yeah, they're middle-aged guys. They're setting their career. They know what they're doing. They're clockwork.
Yeah, they're grizzled.
Right. They got it figured out. The Denver Broncos are probably late high school, early college age, where they're kind of starting to figure things out, but still at the end of the day, do you really trust a high school college kid?
They're driving without a permit.
Yeah, but I think a little bit further than that, right? Like, I think a little bit further than that,
maybe.
They
can get on the highway now.
Yeah.
They've been taking the outer roads, getting by, still getting there, but a little bit slower than the others. But now they're on the highway. They're able to, you know, kind of drive a little faster.
They're also probably going to the liquor store that everybody knows serves minors. Like, I think that's kind of where the Denver, like that stage of life. And then you've got the Chargers. I don't know where they are right now. I thought they would probably be a little bit more advanced, but the Chargers are probably that kid in high school who, when you dissect the frog, ate it. So that's where the kind of the Chargers are. They're eating dead frogs.
So that's how he lost his eye.
Yes. Ugh. And then you have the Raiders, which are, you know, like I said, they're still getting ready to spray themselves with Axe body spray.
To go with like the growing up stages, like we said, the Raiders hit puberty. The Broncos are now officially licensed drivers. They can drive on their own. I think the Chargers are like a lot of guys and gals in my generation where you've graduated high school, but now you're like, I'm at community college and I really don't know where I want to go from here. Do I want to go and get a 4-year degree at like a higher university? Do I want to say F this? I don't need this. I'll go do whatever I can do without a college degree. Cause right now here we are, right? Chargers, you've always been that team, but you have nothing to show for it.
Nothing.
Your quarterback that's supposed to be one of these top quarterbacks, 500-ish in the regular season, no playoff wins, now 0-2, been absolutely dramatically terrible in the playoffs. Jim Harbaugh is supposed to be that cool professor that comes in. It's like, here's what you're going to do.
Right.
Here's how I'm going to get you there. You don't have to worry about this, this, and this. You got to worry about these things. And this is year two of Jim Harbaugh, last year a playoff team. Now they're kind of stuck in that purgatory little conversation.
It is purgatory,
opinion, in my opinion, because you haven't won the division. You got swept last year by the Chiefs again. And your quarterback went to the playoffs and had a really good year, threw 2 interceptions, threw 5 in one playoff game. So what are you doing? Are you getting by, or are you gonna exceed to the next level, or are you just always gonna be in purgatory when it comes to your own team?
Now, I feel like they're a purgatory team, especially now with the injuries that cropped up this year for them. Like,
sure.
I feel like the Chargers going into this season are just, I mean, decimated by injury right now.
Well, no left tackle is tough.
Huge.
And then obviously Najee Harris. I just don't get the firework thing, man. Like,
I don't understand it.
I just don't get it, dude.
I mean, like, I don't feel any sympathy at
now
all.
Now, they do have a rookie running back, the one out of North Carolina, pretty solid dude there.
Hampton?
Yeah,
Amari Hampton.
Stud.
Yeah.
And Ladd McConkey. So you've got pieces. Whereas in Denver, you have the stability of head coach. You have the second year of Bo Nix. You have
great defense
that is going to be dynamite. And then in Vegas, you kind of have a team that's, I don't know, interesting. You have a running back, one of the biggest prospects to come out of this draft, in Ashton Jeanty. You have Brock Bowers. 2 big notes on Brock Bowers. He is the consensus next one.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, from what I listen to and from what I hear, I know LaPorta had a really big year. We jumped high up on it. The injury kind of plagued him last year. We were big on all these other guys that came out of tight end, you and Iowa and all these teams and back in the day. Hawkinson was going to be the next one, kind of hit his
plateau. Bowers is going to be so reliant on the who's getting him the football too.
I mean, he's got Geno.
He's got a quarterback
and
now.
Geno knows how to. He's, to me, the Raiders are kind of like the Aldi version of what the Chiefs were when they brought in Andy Reid and Alex Smith. Like, Alex Smith, bigger up on the scale than Geno Smith. Obviously, Andy Reid, I think, bigger up on him than Pete Carroll.
No doubt.
But Pete Carroll is no slouch. He's done it. He's been there multiple
times.
But
maybe at that time when they brought Andy Reid in here, you probably would have said Pete Carroll was the better coach, because Pete been to 2 straight Super Bowls, won a Super Bowl. Andy hadn't done that yet. It fizzled out in Philadelphia at the end. You know?
And now Vegas has their quarterback for a short period of time to kind of set the foundation and build it. You have Ashton Jeanty, Brock Bowers, who also brought it home, went clean bald, so he's ready to go. He's focused on the rest of his life now. Love to see it. And I think they're going to be a team that could be similar to what the Broncos were last year. Annoying, slightly better, and going to have to be a little bit more respected in the AFC West. The AFC West should be a damn good time.
It should be, and the Chiefs will win it by 4 games. And everybody goes, well, I don't understand why the Chiefs won it by 4 games. I mean, these teams are some... But this is the hype train. This is why I don't buy into any of this hype that people give to these teams going into the regular season, because most of it is a fallacy, right? We're talking about Geno Smith. He's a marginal quarterback. He's an adult in the room for the Raiders, but by God, this guy's not bringing the Raiders a championship. Bo Nix has been done a very good job. He has no weapons on the offensive side of the ball. And the Chargers, they just don't know how to win. And so when I see those 3 teams staring in the face of the Kansas City Chiefs, I just don't see a division that they don't win by 3 or 4 games like they've done every single year. But the teams are growing up. It's not going to be easy this year. It's not going to be easy to lose your little sibling, right? Like, it's not easy to do that like it has been in years past. They're going to have their work cut out for them. You're going to have to hide in different places. But I still think this is by far the Chiefs division.
Last year, Patrick Mahomes, 7-0 against the AFC West.
That's right.
Kramer? Hit it.
one word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
All right, fellas, let's start things off here. Last night, Cincinnati, Nebraska was at Arrowhead. And what the final score was, I think it was like 20 to 17.
20 to 17.
Nebraska, I'll tell you what, didn't watch a single lick of this game.
So
I
need
one word. Hey, I fell asleep at 8:30, so I was like, I want to be here. I want to be here bright and early and everything. Yeah. So what's the one word on this game last night?
Start. And what I mean by a start is if that's the first of a series of college football games at Arrowhead every year, we can get crowds like that, hell yeah, man. That was electric out there last night to see all the Nebraska fans and the five Cincinnati fans that drove over with their bad chili. Like that was a Cincinnati home game last night, right? And so good for them to move it here and sell it out to Nebraska fans. They made more money doing that than they did playing that game at home. And so they saw all the Nebraska fans buy the tickets, and they said on the broadcast they chose to wear their road reds yesterday to blend into all the red and whatnot. So that was just a great environment. So I'm saying a start, because I want to see next year. Okay, that was good. Let's get even bigger. Let's get Alabama's ass in here and play some football. Let's go. Ooh.
I would say appetizer to what is the regular season getting ready to become in the college football world. Said earlier, I thought the K-State-Iowa State game was hyped up very well. Dublin, Ireland, early start, could be, you know, big game. Kind of was a dud. Last night, Arrowhead sold out, star power everywhere. The president of the Chiefs on the field talking to the AD of both teams. Quarterback Mahomes is on the field. Brittany, Pat, Travis, Taylor, lots of Chiefs players there. Neil Smith's on the field watching his son.
Hey, that's
full
his
circle there,
right?
Man.
Yeah.
Neil Smith from Nebraska watching his son play for Nebraska on the
field.
That
is cool when you get to
Arrowhead.
See that. Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting. So it brought the local celebrities. It brought star power. Like, who'd have thought 2 years ago I'd have told you Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift be at a game together in Gage watching Nebraska, Cincinnati.
Right.
So you build it, they shall come. But it's an appetizer because this weekend, LSU, Clemson, Miami, Notre Dame on Sunday, Texas versus Ohio State on Saturday, Alabama, Florida State. That was the appetizer. That was the mozzarella sticks. That was the wings. Let's get to the actual course on Saturday when the big schools start to play even more.
All right, the Royals are back home tonight. They open up a home series against the Detroit Tigers. Also, bobblehead night. Bobby Witt Jr. I'll be out there.
Card collector.
Oh, yeah, card collector.
Tonight's Bobby Jr. bobblehead night?
Yes.
And then tomorrow's Hawaiian shirt night. I'll be there tomorrow night with the fam.
Let's go. So, yeah, the Royals home opener back here. It's the stretch, boys. One word on this series.
Well, I think that's a good word to use, stretch. I mean, this is it. Like, if you don't do well in this series, you know, you're not setting yourself up for the opportunity to get into the postseason. The Royals have 29 games to go. They're three games out of the postseason. Stretch is a great word. I'm going to steal that from you, Kramer, because this is it. This is the stretch run. You got to go out there and win games tonight.
I'm going to steal the same letter. I'm going to say sharp. We talked about this earlier with Seth Lugo. We had Matt Quatrero on, the Royals manager, on Wednesday, that says Lugo's been fine. There's no finger issue. There's no fingernail. No, nothing that's really set him back. It's just been he's been off by this much. We'll sharpen it up. You know, you're the guy they paid. You're the one they wanted to bring back. That was the first big thing in the trade debt and the trade market was bringing you in. Then they went and got you Yastrzemski, Grechik, all these guys, and they brought you back on this team. This is a game tonight where you are pitching at home with a day off from yesterday, start of the series, and then Waka on Sunday, also sharp, as it'll be Tarik Skubal versus Michael Waka on Sunday, Seth Lugo tonight. Stay sharp, stay right, because you may not catch, you're probably not going to catch Detroit, but at least you can get a big win against a big team in a big series. Win two out of three, move forward, and you should be just fine. So my word will be sharp during this stretch.
We saw a blockbuster trade yesterday in the NFL, sending Micah Parsons to Green Bay for some first-round draft picks. And it was Kenny Clark, I believe, was also the defensive tackle that went to the Cowboys. What's one word on this one for Micah finally leaving Jerry?
B-slap. Jerry finally got slapped by a player. He finally got a taste of his own medicine. He, for all these years, has just dictated what was going to happen, who was going to sign. All these guys end up signing back with Dallas. And Micah Parsons like, we don't play that game. I need to make as much money as possible because I am a player. And in this league, my shelf life is very small. And if you're not going to pay me what I'm worth, I'm bouncing. That's a B slap to Jerry Jones yesterday.
In that locker room, and it's going to be me.
getting all the press for this trade gets me so hard, I might not even need my dinger pills tonight.
My one word for this would be trailblazing. And I don't even know if that's one word, but that's what Micah Parsons did. Finally, like Bob said, you stuck it to the man. You stood up to Jerry Jones. You stood up
to the
Dallas.
He's done what everybody in the world has always wanted to do.
And you opened up a lot of eyes, not only from, football fans, not only from, whatever it may be, like sports fans. You opened up the eyeballs of everybody. We talked about this earlier. Like, every player just kind of lets Jerry Jones do his thing, and then eventually they sign their signature on the check and they play for Dallas. They never win any playoff games, and they wish they would have gone somewhere else. And this was something that we saw. This was a massive trade to a NFC team, not in the division, but you will play this team on Sunday night in Dallas on Sunday Night Football, Dallas Green Bay. I cannot wait. And it should be extremely fun to watch what Micah Parsons does this year, because again, 52 and a half sacks in 4 years is fourth all time on Dallas's franchise all time list. And they just trade him away like he was just an average player.
The rest of the locker room cannot be happy about this. That's going to be interesting to see the downfall for the rest of the guys in there. Wait a second. We got a week to go and you just traded our best defensive player? Why couldn't you do that in April?
As we move on one word, Kyle Schwarber last night was just hitting Schwarber bombs. He hit four of them exactly. Boys, one word on Kyle Schwarber.
Stud, fun, dude, everyman.
Yeah, he's great. Been a journeyman a little bit. Loved him in Chicago when they had that World Series team when it was Rizzo and Schwarber and Chris Bryant. Mm-hmm. And Wade Davis went over there and got him a title as well. That was a fun team then. Schwarber's fun on Philadelphia. He's just a fun guy. That's my one word. It's just, he's fun. He's got that effortless swing. It almost looks like when Moustakas would get in those grooves that we'd see when he hit that 38 home run season. And it's just that low and inside, turn those hips and explode. And it just goes for a very, very long way. Really, what are we doing? Not betting anytime home run for Schwarber, Cal Raleigh every single day.
Yeah, we should. We missed out a lot this year.
I mean, that's, parlay those two together. I guarantee you at least 50 times each they've done it. Schwarber with 49, Cal Raleigh with 50. Who at the end of the year will lead the league in home runs? Kyle Schwarber or Cal Raleigh?
Well, they'll tell you it was Ohtani.
Oh.
Or Judge.
That's fair.
All righty. So Labor Day weekend snuck up on myself. It's this weekend, by the way.
Yeah.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
I hate Labor Day.
It's the end.
It's the end. Yep. From a time I was a kid, I've hated Labor Day, because for Labor Day, my parents used to drag us to their friend's house and everybody had to bring their own meat for the grill. It was like the worst experience ever. And then the next day you knew you were going back to school and summer was over and all that kind of stuff. Labor Day always signifies to me the end of the time of year I like best. And that's basically from probably around the March Madness, St. Patrick's Day till right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Spring, summer, long nights, long days, great weather. Now, look, I'm not going to complain about the weather we've had the last couple of days, but I know what we're going to be getting into. And, you know, Labor Day is just always the end for me and the start of the school year. Nobody like going back to school, right?
Yeah, so no.
That's kind of where I am on Labor Day. It is Memorial Day is kind of the beginning. Labor Day is the end.
Enjoyable, right? You still get...
Take your day, yeah.
Yeah, you get football, you get Monday off, or at least we get Monday off, so we won't be here. And you know, it's kind of one of those things where, you know, the sun's now not going to set before, or after 8 o'clock until April. It's going to get cooler. You've already noticed that, probably cracking some windows and stuff. So, it's fun for me though. It's enjoyable. It's a good weekend. It's not normally every hot. Like this weekend, I think at the lakes, it's going to be like 85 degrees.
It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
Don't
have the luxuriousness of going to a lake house. So that's, you know, that's them, but you know, beginning of an end. I mean, if you didn't need to know that summer was over already, now's the door in the face. I'm gone. See you later.
See you. Stop asking for me.
Yeah. So that is one word there here on Fesco and Dusty. We have no text line, so unfortunately we can't do the out of left field question because we can't engage with you. We will figure out the technical difficulties hopefully by the time we get back on the show on Tuesday. But we will come back. I'll give Bob and Kramer, because they're both they're both baseball geeks, about some crazy stats that I've found here on Dusty and Fesco. That's not the name of the show. Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Into the 7 o'clock hour here on Fesco and Dusty, 96.5 The Fan. Kramer, Bob, Dusty with you on a Friday. I hope you're having a wonderful Friday. It looks beautiful outside, just screaming happy hour. Screaming happy hour.
Big happy hour day, right?
Beautiful outside. You can pick your poison. You could sit outside. You could sit inside. You could go sit on Maloney's deck. Good day for that. You could, you know, do whatever you want. Sit on your own back patio and just enjoy the ambiance.
It is a beautiful, beautiful
I did that
weekend.
Last night. Grilled out a nice little salmon. I've never done this before. I did barbecue salmon.
How'd it go?
Fire. Except the only problem is I knew this was going to happen. I honestly, fellas, I don't think I can eat asparagus anymore.
Why?
I've only smelled asparagus in my urine since 10 p.m. last night to this morning when I just went. But it's like still strong.
So it's like that coffee smell that lingers the next day.
It's now blended with asparagus.
Ooh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah, the coffee asparagus combo.
I mean,
yeah.
Maybe it's just me. I don't know. But it is brutal. And it's like almost like... ugh. When I, you know,
don't do that.
See, yeah. The smell doesn't bother me. In fact, sometimes I just don't flush
away.
And let it just smell for everybody else in the house. You
Richard
know?
Of the week.
Sometimes it's the only way you can get revenge, man. I live with three girls and a dog. I don't have much for my life, right? So I get the opportunity to let it mellow. Yeah, if it's yellow, let it mellow, right?
You'll really piss Winnie off if you pee outside.
Can you do that? Let me ask you guys
this. At night and in your protected, yes.
At night in your yard.
I have a little corner spot in my yard that is covered in ivy and there's nobody around, and if it's dark out and only the moon's out, I'll, you know, walk over there. There's just something about letting it rip outside.
I agree. It's you're a guy, and I think, like, yesterday I'm on my walk. It's the middle of the day. It's between 1:30 and 2:30.
Oh, if I was a female, I'd hit that catcher stance over in the corner of that yard.
I've told the story, I think, on the air. We had a woman mow our lawn in college that did that one time in front of everybody. Like, God.
I saw it at a tailgate once.
Well, I'm not surprised. This was out like in college, and we were out sitting on the fraternity house just drinking beer one summer, and she's mowing the lawn of the house across the street. Ooh. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe we're witnessing this right now.
Just pop a squat.
It was unbelievable. But like, it's illegal to pee outside, right? Correct. Like, I could get in trouble for that,
100%,
right?
100% decent exposure.
Right. That's what I thought. Yeah. So, like, I'm on my kind of my walk yesterday, and then it turned into a run, then it turned into a sprint because I wanted to get home to go to the bathroom yesterday so bad. My wife's like, you should have just got up that little path. I'm like, there's houses everywhere. I'd be the one that gets busted.
Yeah, you would be the guy.
Right? Like, I would be the guy that gets busted for indecent exposure because I had a pee in a trail.
Well, you know that guy on the PGA Tour, he peed in Potter's Lake, or not Potter's Lake, that's
Lawrence. That guy,
that guy's pond's name is after in the Masters, he went down there and ripped a piss there.
Aren't there like at golf the Masters. Clubs you can pee into?
Golf clubs?
Yes, well, I mean, there are. Club. Yeah, like you take the top off and you can use it as a, I've definitely seen those. Absolutely.
I got an angry stream. I got to go to a doctor. But no, like I just, golf course, you just find the first tree that's like private.
But see,
just,
that's the thing on golf courses. It's acceptable. Nobody cares on a golf course. But if I was out on Indian Creek Trail and, two boomers walk by, I'd be screwed.
Yeah, you would.
You can't just be like in something about Mary. I was just pissing. Yeah, you were all just pissing.
No, you like on the golf course, everybody just kind of, kind of go behind the tree. It's more acceptable.
Your backyard, if it's dark at night, like if it's sunset's been down for at least 2 hours, it's pitch black outside, and you go to a corner where you're private, I don't think it's an issue, but what do I know?
I did it as a child one time in my dad's boss's yard, and we went over for dinner. We're going over to dinner to the boss's house. This is back when you did that kind of stuff, right? Load up in the Pontiac and go over to the boss's house, and so they're having dinner, and then all of a sudden they look at me, and I'm standing against the fence, and I was probably, I don't know, double digits. It wasn't like I was 8 or so. I was probably 10, 12 years. I don't remember what age I was, and I'm just peeing over there alongside the fence, and they laughed. They thought it was the best thing ever. Like, your son's peeing in the yard. Like, well, I had to go. Didn't want to go in. We were having fun.
Hey, you're watering the plants.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Just, letting it rip. So hopefully the police department of Lee Summit don't come knocking on my door tonight. Be like, hey, Mr. Likens, listen to the show. Yep, you back there?
Yep.
Son of a gun.
Yeah, but it's your own yard, though, again.
No, in my mind, I'd be like, yeah, you want to play swords?
Oh, boy.
Down on the ground, put his head in his OP. No, but earlier we were talking about random baseball stats, so I found this website called Just Baseball, shocker. And they have all these like egregious random baseball stats that just blew my mind. So here's the first one I get. Barry Bonds has more intentional walks the entire Tampa Bay Rays franchise.
Yep.
That's insane.
Wait, yep. What?
Yeah, dude. Bonds from 1986 to 2007 has 688 intentional walks. The Tampa Bay Rays as a franchise from 98 to current have 685. So Bonds has more intentional walks in his career.
That's nuts.
That's a stud right there.
That's a hell of a stat right there.
Going down, I know Binkley's hard right now. This one is from Steve Carlton. Steve Carlton won 27 games in his season when his team only won 59.
Holy cow. That was a bad Phillies team that year then. Steve Carlton, man, back in the day. Little before my time, but you see highlights and stuff. Yeah. And,
a guy that we always reference and we always see like randomly on like John Boy Media or something like baseball sort of Twitter handle, Tony Gwynn, obviously one of the goats at hitting, only struck out 434 times in 20 years.
Yeah, those are the crazy numbers when you see like this guy struck out more today than Tony Gwynn has struck out in his lifetime type stats. You see those type of things a lot with Tony Gwynn.
So to put that in perspective, 10,232 plate appearances for Tony Gwynn, 434 strikeouts, which means Gwynn struck out a mere 0.04% of the time over the course of 2,440 games.
We will never see that happen ever again.
Not in tennis baseball where we celebrate the strikeout.
Which I hate, absolutely hate.
I don't understand why that's an accepted thing in baseball now. Oh, what are the true three outcomes? A walk, a strikeout, or a home run? And we're celebrating the strikeout.
Another Tony Gwynn stat. Tony Gwynn would have hit above 300 for his career even if he went 0 for his last 1,183 at-bats.
That's impressive.
That is awesome. The Ted Williams one, though, he never led the league in hits.
That's so crazy. And he just hit crazy.
He's the last player to hit for 400 average.
Still didn't lead the league in hits.
Yeah, still didn't lead the league in hits. Hit like 406 or whatever it was, but didn't lead the league in hits.
This is another interesting baseball stat for Ichiro Suzuki. Ichiro got his third MLB hit and his 10th at bat. His career batting average never dipped under 300.
Never 300? I was going to say, he never did, yeah. That's awesome. He never was under 300 as a hitter. Isn't that crazy? Like, that's so hard to do. And somebody didn't vote for that guy Hall of Fame. His average in Major League Baseball was never under 300. And somebody didn't vote for that guy for the Hall of Fame.
That guy's an idiot. Do we know who that guy is yet or not?
I know.
What a coward. That is cowardice.
I would put your name on it. You should put your name on that. Yeah. If you're that guy and you think you can big dog Ichiro, go out there. Put your name on it.
Explain yourself and give a reason why you voted against
him. Because I want to know.
But you know what the reason is? He probably didn't give you a quote or something and you're mad. Because that's what baseball writers are.
Yeah, I can't stand him. Can't stand him.
Oh, the worst. They're just the worst.
The offer for that writer to have dinner at my home has now expired.
That was one of the best moments of the Hall of Fame. Hey, pal. Sorry.
That and the fact he didn't know who the Miami Marlins were, that they were a baseball team in MLB before he got traded to them.
I'd never heard of you people before.
I don't know if this is impressive or just like baseball finally had happened. Chris Davis, remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Oakland A's.
Which one? That 247?
I was thinking of Eric Davis of the Reds. Yeah, but Chris Davis with a K-H-R-I-S.
Yep. Oh, yeah. He hit 247 four straight years.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
No baseball player has ever finished a season with exactly 55 home runs.
And I believe he did it with two different types of teams, too.
He did it 1 year with Milwaukee, then three straight with Oakland.
Yep.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Big Chris Davis fan.
Yeah, four.
Are you being serious?
I mean, I watch A's baseball constantly, so.
Why?
Because they produce stars.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, before I
their
was...
Their broadcast is brutal. It's unlistenable.
Well, before I was on a different station in this conglomerate, I would always stay up late and listen and watch A's baseball. Always.
Okay. Yeah, because it's the late game. I get that. Mine was always the Dodgers with Vin Scully. That's how I always... Yeah. Or now I like the Giants. The Padres broadcast. The A's television broadcast is brutal. It's a high school broadcast
at best.
I love
Dallas Braden, but the lead on it is a little bit questionable for me.
Yeah, she mispronounced Dippin' Dots.
She did.
And then the one before that, we know why he got fired. Also, Barry Bonds in 2004 had 373 at-bats, and he reached base safely 376 times. Wait, what?
No way! Oh, my God!
Just some random baseball stats. The number one they have on their list, let me go down. Number one, Ken Johnson pitches a 9-inning no-hitter for Houston and lost.
Who?
I don't know, Ken Johnson.
So I remember watching a guy by the name of Andy Hawkins in 1991 for the Yankees pitch a no-hitter and lose the game to the Chicago White Sox in Chicago. And I remember as a child being so despondent about that because it was one of the few baseball games that was on free TV, and God forbid we would pay for TV back then, right? They're screwing you. We're not paying for TV. So you got random games. And I remember watching this Yankee game, and this guy's pitched a no-hitter and lost the game.
Yep, probably walked in a run or an error.
No, it was an error in the outfield. Some guy dropped the fly ball or something, I think it was, and they ended up losing him like 1-0, and he pitched a no-hitter. Like, I did my job.
I wouldn't be doing my job for my father, who I can tell is screaming in his office right now about this stat. This is his favorite stat of all time. In 1979, Phil Niekro, right? Remember him, pitcher? Oh, yeah. He went 21-20, led baseball in wins and losses.
That's great. That's a good one. I was
41
at the game.
Decisions.
In 1985, he was going for his 300th win. It was one of my first baseball games, and they were playing the Blue Jays. And I'll never forget this, being in Yankee Stadium. The Canadian anthem starts. The whole place starts booing. And I'm like, good, why are they booing the Canadian national anthem? My dad's like, explain. Well, it's Canada. I don't know. There was no explanation, you know, in 1985.
Playing Canada.
It's one of those things like you don't forget as a kid. But they lost the game, did Phil Niekro, and it would have been his 300th win that day.
Oh, man. That's awesome, though.
The other stat that I always love to go back to, which this is not on the list, or if it is, I don't know, but you said Ted Williams never led the league in hitting. Nolan Ryan, 7 no-hitters. Never won a Cy Young.
Yeah, which is nuts. Oh.
Never won a Cy Young.
Which is nuts. Ridiculous.
Well, and Carlton's out there pitching like he was. Hard to win those.
Yeah.
Steve Carlton, man. a real craftsman. Coming up on the other side, we dive into what the college slate is this weekend, because there's a big one on Saturday at 11 o'clock, and we dive into that on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.